2 Timothy chapter number 2, we're going to begin with verse number 4 in this passage of Scripture. Hope you have your Bible with you tonight, because we're going to look at God's Word tonight, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and let's begin with verse number 1 in the Bible. Notice the Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him," notice that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Now, I want you to notice that phrase in verse 4, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And I want to speak on this thought tonight, chosen to be a soldier. Chosen to be a soldier. Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we need your help. We need your strength tonight. God, as we open the Word tonight, I pray, God, you take the Word of God, Lord, and use it in our lives. Burn it in our hearts tonight, God. Take the truth of thy Word tonight and make us, Lord, that soldier, those soldiers that you want us to be, Lord, for your glory and honor. I pray tonight in Jesus' name, amen. In the passage that we just read here tonight, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ has chosen all of us to be a soldier. A soldier. There's no doubt about it. He said here that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier in verse 4. We are all soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, God wants us to be willingly take on that role of being a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God didn't say we are cupcakes. Amen. God didn't say we are snowflakes. Amen. You know, snowflakes have meltdowns. Did you know that? Amen. Snowflakes have meltdowns. God didn't call us to have meltdowns. God didn't call us to that. God said, "I'm calling you to be a soldier on the Lord Jesus Christ." You see, he uses that word in verse 4, warreth, warreth. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. God says, there is a war out there, there's a battle out there, and God is trying to cause us to understand that in the Christian life is a battle. It's a warfare. You cannot be a snowflake in the Christian battle. You have to have a soldier's heart, a soldier's mentality. Amen? Boy, what would you think of a soldier if he got out there and he's ready for battle? He's got his gun and the commander says, "All right, let's go in for warfare. Let's go in for the battle." And the cupcake says, "Oh, no, I don't think I can do that. Oh, no, I have to go back and pet my dog, Fifi. I don't think I could do that. Why, the sugar on me is melting. I'm just a cupcake. What would you think of a soldier like that?" Can I tell you what? That's not what a soldier is. A soldier is the one who embraces the warfare that God has put out there, because this warfare is not just a playground. God said it is an actual battle. We are in a battle, folks, in this world in which we live. It's not a battle with guns. It's not a battle with hand grenades. It's a battle for truth and right. Amen. That's the battle that we're engaged in. It's a battle that God has chosen every one of us to be a soldier. That's right. To fit a role of a soldier. And God tells us this. Now, I want you to see some things about a soldier here tonight and point a few things out about being a good soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, first of all, I want you to notice the attention of the soldier. Notice what the attention of the soldier is. If you look with me in verse number three, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness." Endure hardness. Now, the first characteristic of a soldier is he has to endure some things. We have to endure a few things in this life. We cannot just walk through life tiptoeing through the tulips. And the slightest little dirt that gets thrown on us, we're ready to roll up like a Swiss roll. We're ready to roll up and give up. Can I tell you, that's not a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me. When you face a battle and the devil hits you hard, you got to focus your attention on just staying in the battle.
Amen.
Just staying with it. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. The devil has a lot of casualties that he causes in the Christian life because he can't endure a little hardness.
That's right.
Can't endure a little toughness. God doesn't want us to be that. God wants us to stand up for him on his side all the time. Be a soldier. Stand for something. Fight for something. Stand on God's side and be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That means to have our attention on facing some hard things sometimes. Hard things, some hardness. Well, those Israeli soldiers are getting ready to go into those Hamas tunnels over there in Gaza. And I'm telling you what, that's going to be hard. There's over 300 miles of underground tunnels. They're probably going to be booby-trapped. They're probably going to be bombed. But you know, they have to do it because there's a mission involved. And if they don't do it, can I tell you what? The enemy will win. And you know what? As a Christian, it's the same way. If we do not do what God wants us to do, the enemy's going to win. I believe that somewhere along the line, hear me, somewhere along the line, we failed to get the gospel to many countries. The church failed to get the gospel to many countries because a lot of these countries, so many countries are anti-God. I remember after World War II, General Douglas MacArthur called on Americans to send 1,000 missionaries into Japan after World War II was over. MacArthur said, send in 1,000 missionaries. They need them right now because this country is ripe for the gospel. It didn't happen. And now Japan is a very hardened, gospel-hardened country. When somebody should have gone in and made a difference. And I tell you that we're not seeing the attention that we need on the lost of this world. We've got to focus on it. You see, a good soldier has an attention on the hardness that he faces. The second thing he has an attention on is the mission that he has. You know, I've never been in the Army, and Brother Gonzo has, so he can correct me if I'm wrong. Just do it nicely. Amen. But they say that once you're given a mission, you follow that mission all the way through until you're given orders to stop or change. But the order that's given is the order that you continue on until you're given the next order. Am I right about that? Thank you. He was nice too. Amen. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he left this earth, he left us orders. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And the battle we're facing today is not a battle with guns. It's a battle for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we need to be engaged, have our attention focused on the battle. You know, what if they said that in the foxholes that a soldier should never poke his head above the ground level because there's always a sniper waiting. And that sniper's just waiting to see some kind of movement. They can aim their gun, boom, take that one out. Boy, and then, you know, that leads me to my second point, is the adversary of a good soldier. There's always an adversary out there. The devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's why we got to be soldiers. That's why we got to have some toughness, endure some things in our life. And I can't come to church today, preacher, because, my hangnail on my third finger on my left hand is giving me a little bit of irritation. You know, that's how a lot of Christians are. You know, I'm sick today. I can't go out. I'm not feeling good. My temperature's 98.9. I can't do it. What's a soldier do? The battle's there. The enemy is facing. I took my temperature and it's 98.9. I got to go home. Mama's got to give me some medicine. Hey, that's not how a soldier works. Amen. A soldier does the battle no matter what comes in front of him. No matter what enemy's there, he's going to face that enemy. Our adversary. The devil. The devil's an adversary. The devil has a fight and a battle. There's a shepherd who had a small dog, and he came to live in the city of Edinburgh, Scotland. This animal was so loyal to his owner that he followed him everywhere he went. Sometimes later, the man died and was buried in a local cemetery, and hardly anyone noticed the little dog trailing behind the mourners. But after they left, the dog sat down on the shepherd's grave. He stayed there not for a day, a week, a month, but for the rest of his life. He died in that spot. He fulfilled his post. Just a little dog. And by the way, that was 12 years after he finally died of his post. That was a faithful dog. Faithful dog. I'm saying to you tonight, we're soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to mount up with soldiers. We got to mount up and be ready. God's chosen us to be a soldier. And he said here in verse 4, he said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. This life is a distraction. The affairs of this life are a distraction from the warfare of a soldier. They're a distraction. Oh, I want to have this fun. I want to have that fun. And before long, that fun leads a mind off. Don't get me wrong. God wants us. God allows us to enjoy some good things in life. Thank God he does. But anything that draws our attention away from God and puts us in a path where the adversary can take over is a danger. It's a danger to us. We got to keep fighting the fight of faith. Keep staying faithful. When you don't feel good, a soldier does what's right anyway. He just keeps doing it. You know, thank God. I thank God for some folks. They come to church and they may look a little green in their face. Or that third hangnail on their left hand, they just pull it off. Amen? And say, I'm not going to let that dumb hangnail bother me. We're soldiers. Amen. We're soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's called us to that place, and we got to embrace it. We got to be that soldier God wants us to be. We live in a day and age where everybody can get welfare. And you know what a lot of people will do? A lot of people will quit their job and go on welfare. Man alive. God didn't call us to be pumpkins. He called us to be soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to grab that hold of that. We got to grab a hold of that. Be that soldier that God wants us to be. You say, well, I'm a lady. Then be a feminine soldier. Amen. You're still a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A child is still a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember Lindsay, my daughter, when she was a little girl, we had our fence at our house when we lived in Denver, backed up to another house. And Lindsay, there was a little girl that was on the back side of that fence, lived in that house. And Lindsay would go up there and she'd put a chair up there and stand. And the other one, the other girl on the other side of the fence set a chair up and they'd talk across the fence. And Lindsay began to talk to that little girl. She's pretty little, I think, 8 or 9, 5. Wow. Began to talk to her about Jesus. And just a little girl. And she was out there preaching. No, she wasn't doing that. But she was out there talking to the girl about the Lord. And before long, found out the little girl couldn't talk to her anymore. Mama was a Jehovah's Witness. But you know what I like about that? I like it that people know that there are still some soldiers, some Christians, who are going to stand for the Lord. Amen. There's still some people who are going to testify of the Lord. You know, I've knocked doors, and the person behind the door says, I'm a Christian, I go to a church, but I appreciate what you're doing. I want to grab them and say, how come you're not out doing it? Amen. God called you to be a soldier too. I'm saying tonight, the soldiers need to have a little toughness. There was some officers approached Napoleon one time to recommend a young captain for promotion. And Napoleon said, why do you recommend this man? And their answer was that this man, through courage and cleverness, he had won a signal victory. Good, said Napoleon, but what did he do the next day after the victory? They found out that he had gone back to his usual unzealous and casual manner of life. And Napoleon said no. He refused to advance the soldier because he was looking for a soldier with steadfastness. Boy, I say to you tonight, that's what we need. That's what we need. We need steadfastness. Stay with it. You say, when you don't feel good, stay with it. Stay with it. Brother McIntosh, years ago, he was on the schedule to preach at College Chapel. He was sick. He said, I'm going to preach anyway. And I'm getting ready to gross some of you out, okay? So just prepare yourself. But he got so sick while he was up there preaching, he threw up. And he closed his mouth. You know what he did? Swallowed it right back down. That's my intention getting illustration. Swallowed it right back down, kept on preaching. Amen. There's some soldier there. Amen. Snowflakes don't do that. Amen. So I'm saying to you tonight, a soldier has an attention. He has an adversary. But thirdly, a soldier has an advantage. A soldier has an advantage. Go with me, if you would. Take your Bible and go over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. Notice a soldier's advantage here. What is the advantage of a soldier? Ephesians chapter 6, notice verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the first advantage that a soldier has is he has complete armor. He has complete armor. Or let me say it this way. He has access to complete armor. He has access to the armor. What kind of a soldier would go out to battle and say, I forgot my helmet. Y'all find me a helmet? I don't know where my helmet went. And while you're there, would you grab my boots? I forgot my boots. We might be walking in some, what kind of a soldier would do that? You see, there's some preparation involved in being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the preparation is that whole armor of God. Notice what it is. Notice what he is. It is. He said, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He's saying, be ready to witness. That's what Tiffany was talking about tonight. She just had to witness. Thank God for that. That's what we need. And your feet shod, or verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, I'm reminded of that former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. Remember that guy? Big, strong, supposedly a all-star wrestler. You got to be crazy to elect an all-star wrestler to be your governor. Then California, a bodybuilder, Arnold Schwarzenegger, became the governor. Only in California. Amen. But, hey, when you put on the whole armor of God or the shield of faith, you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Soldier has an advantage when he has the armor on. Because, see, when you have the armor on, you can walk into the battle as a soldier and not fear. Not fear. Soldiers. We should be a good soldier. We have an advantage. Notice this advantage here is verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You know, prayer is an advantage for the Christian. It's our advantage. Just keep on praying. You say, it doesn't feel like my prayers are getting through. That's when you need to pray the most. You say, oh, preacher, I'm not sure. God didn't answer that. You know, God doesn't always answer our prayers in the way we want them. God always answers prayer, though, in one of three ways. He either says yes, he says no, or says not right now. But God does answer prayer. He does. And he says, praying always, with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. We have an advantage. We have the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. We have truth on our side. We have what's right on our side. And we have to be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I tell you what, this world needs people that are soldiers. I was reading a story just today about a preacher named Oswald Smith. Oswald Smith started and pastored the People's Baptist Church of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, from 1930 to 1960. It was one of the most amazing mission-giving churches that you'd ever see. Oswald Smith even, he took offerings for mission. You thought I was bad. He took offerings for missionaries in his Sunday school classes. Even when they had choir practice, they passed the bucket around for missionaries. So we're going to start having choir practice. Amen. But he did that. He did that. Had a great heart. The story is told he went to the country of Sumatra. And they told him there in the country of Sumatra that there was a tribe there that had never had access to the gospel. And it was way back in there. Oswald Smith said, let's go. Let's go. You see, he had a heart. He believed this. And you ought to read some of Oswald Smith's books. If you don't have any books by Oswald Smith, you remember that name. Get some books by him. He will light your fire. But he went into this country, he said, of Sumatra. He said, way back in there, jungles, ticks, leeches, bugs, snakes. He said, when I entered the gates of that city, it was like I entered into heaven knowing that finally, the gospel had gotten to that country, that little town in Sumatra that never heard the gospel. Boy, if only we felt that way too. If only we had that kind of heart that said, yeah, I want to be that kind of soldier. I want to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we need that spirit. Because we have an advantage. We have the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. Soldiers of the Lord. 1983, there was a bombing of the Marine base in Beirut, Lebanon. One soldier was steadfast. And he had been critically wounded in the explosion that revamped the hotel where he and his fellow Marines had been staying. And many of his buddies were killed. He was covered with bandages, and a jungle of tubes were attached to his body. He could not even speak. But when he was visited by General Paul Kelly, the commandant of the Marine Corps, he indicated that he wanted to write something. And painfully, he wrote the words, Semper Fi, a shortened form of the U.S. Marine Corps motto, Semper Fidelis, which means always faithful. Always faithful. Wouldn't it be a good thing when we get to heaven, Lord Jesus look at us and says, Semper Fi. Semper Fi. Always faithful. Because we're going to go through hearts. We're going to go through negative times. We're going to go those times when the devil just sits on your mind. Tell him to go back where he came from and say, Semper Fi. Semper Fi to the Lord Jesus. We have an advantage. We have the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. Notice another advantage is we have an ability to stand. We have an ability to stand. Notice verse 14 of Ephesians 6. The Bible says, stand therefore. Stand therefore. Oh, listen, we need to stand in this day and age. Stand. Know what's right and stand on it. Don't waffle. Don't go back and forth. Don't go up and down. Just stand. Stand. Devil comes, hits you. Say, devil, I'm still standing right here. Troubles come against you. I'm still standing. Hurt and pain and troubles come and get Christians all the time. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Thank God for Christians like that. Still standing. We have the ability to stand. And then lastly, we have the promise of victory. We have the promise of victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory is not in ourselves, it's not in our own ability, but it's when we take on the calling to be a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Lord doesn't just allow us to enlist. The Lord drafts. Amen? We've been drafted into His army. We are drafted into His. But in the end, we have the promise of victory. Amen. On our side. The promise isn't because there's numbers on our side. The promise is because of who's on our side. And who that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our victory, and He will continue to be our victory. Are you victorious tonight? Are you a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ? When temptation comes your way, stand. Stand. When you're tempted to get a bad spirit, push it aside. Keep the right spirit in your heart and just keep on standing. Amen. And by the way, you're not the only one standing. There's other people standing too. There's others standing. And stand shoulder to shoulder with God's people and watch God do a great work. Watch God do great things. You know, you remember Gideon? He went into the battle against the Midianites with 28,000 men, and God said, you got too many. He cut it down to 10,000 men. And the army had a lot larger numbers. He said, you still have too many men, Gideon. I want you to go down by the river and get a drink. And everyone who's paying attention and watching, everyone who's got their eyes up and brings the water to themselves, that was God's test of a soldier. And anyone who brings that water up while they're, he said, all those who get down and they're not paying attention. He said, let them go home. And Gideon ended up with 300 men. You see, God doesn't need numbers. God needs faithfulness.
Amen.
He needs soldiers. Gideon marched into the Midianite army. They cry, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, and broke those pitchers. And all the Midianites thought there was this huge army against them. They got up and started slaying each other. God won that victory. You know what? We have a won victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. But what if Gideon wouldn't have been that soldier that God wanted him to be? He won it because Gideon was that soldier that God wanted to be. I want to tell you something. Everywhere you go, that workplace needs a soldier. That workplace needs a soldier. Wherever you go in this life, wherever you go this week, there needs to be a soldier who's standing for the Lord. You say, people will think I'm crazy. Who cares? God knows. God knows your heart. And he knows your stand. Just keep on standing for the Lord. We're called to be soldiers. Let's take that upon us. Let's grab that soldierhood. Let's say, Lord, you called me to be a soldier. I'm going to be the best soldier I can be. You have my attention. You have banished the adversary. And you have all the power to bring me the victory. And God will do that. Thank God for that. Let's be the soldiers God wants us to be tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight.